Glenn, what do you make of the old narrative that a team kind of just has your number and is in your head? It's kind of when you talk about goal scorers in the NHL, they need to see the puck cross the line to kind of get going. And do the Toronto Maple Leafs just need to see some more extended positive results against Boston to kind of shake this?
You know, I can remember like back in the day when you had the old building in St. Louis. I don't think I ever finished a game there, or any game that I didn't start, I always played there. Like it just, I couldn't get my head around that building. I couldn't get my head around certain teams. Yeah, there are teams that just kind of have your number, and Boston's a team that has been really good for a long, long time. You know, a couple Stanley Cups. I'm on the green limo, so that's the Go Train comments in the background. So disregard those.
Okay.
But yeah, there are teams that you just can't beat. And Boston's it's a tough building. It's a tough got some grizzled veterans. Now it was a game that the Leafs should have won. But let's call a spade a shovel. You know, you're down the Stars that were there with Boston that were out of the game, mm-hmm. and you can't win a game if your goaltender is not going to finish the game. You can't win with inadequate goaltending. You can't win with, yes, there were some great marks in the sense that you stood up for the crest on the front of the sweater, but it was a game that they should have won on a Saturday night.
Now, I understand that it's a horrible, rabid building. Like, it's just, you just feel it as soon as you walk through the door, even as a member of the media. And I do you think they're in their heads? Like, do you think that they just have their number? Like, Nazem Kadri seemed to think that that wasn't the fact.
Well, I know it's in my head because I can still recall the game. They're up 4-1, and I'm thinking, gosh, this is going to be fantastic. We're going on to the next round. We're going to play the Rangers. And the next thing you know, it was, 4-2, 4-3, mm-hmm. Lucic went by me. And then, yeah, there's something about that building, that team, that the Leafs just haven't got their head around. But you know, the only positive on Saturday is we didn't have to hear Renny Rancourt sing the national anthem. That's the only positive.
There's one of the things that Toronto kind of got a lot of flack for, Glenn, was not quote-unquote backing up Austin Matthews when he was sent flying into the boards in Detroit. Now, with that hit from Cronwall, I think that it wasn't kind of as bad as it played out. The way that he kind of went down was super awkward, so it made it look worse, especially the fact that Matthews, who's the star of this team, just came back from injury. So I think all of that kind of plays into it as well. But then in this game, you see Morgan Riley just get kind of touched up by Chris Wagner, and the person that comes to his defense is Ron Hainsey. And now I'm not too sure how you feel about Ron Hainsey, but when I look at him, I'm not sure he's someone that's striking fear into the hearts of opponents. And on the flip side, Mike Babcock is saying, listen, we don't do things like that anymore in the NHL. It's not about having someone that makes your opponents kind of knees chatter. The way that you get revenge in this league is by scoring on the power play and drawing penalties. Do you subscribe to that, or do you think that there's an element of, listen, once the postseason comes around, you better be tougher because hockey changes kind of, it reverts back a little bit to old school hockey?
Mike, never played. Just shut it. Okay? Shut it. Stand behind the bench and call the numbers out. No, there is an element to the game that still exists where there's a code where you don't hit a star player. Gosh, training camp, if you even talk to Mark Messier, you were in trouble. It was over. You'd be chased around by 30 veterans. I'm sorry, but there's still a code. And your star players have got to be protected. They're going to be protected by the league. They're going to be protected by the referees. But there's an element with regards to where the team's going to step up and let everybody know there's a price to be paid if you're going to, in any way be physical with our star guys. I'm sorry. That's scoring the power play. Yes. And yeah, it's important that, you know, you play not over the edge, but on the edge, but there's still a code within that locker room. And I applaud Ron Hainsey.
Me too.
For that. And he's a veteran and he knows exactly what he was supposed to do and he did it. And he should have 19 other guys on his back doing the same thing.
And so, I really feel like it wasn't necessarily Toronto wanting to get into this war with Boston physically. I feel like it just came to the point where they didn't really have a choice, right? Like Nazem Kadri takes the cross check slash fighting penalty against Carlo, and he gets some time in the box. And then you have Riley getting touched up, and that's just because Boston was retaliating for the Zach Hyman hit, right, on McAvoy. So I don't even think it was necessarily something Toronto wanted to do. They just kind of got wrapped up in the game script, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. The game's got passion. It's got emotion. I mean, just you let it breathe. Things happen. It was one of those games that just at least just didn't have it right from the start. You know, it was 3-0 before Rennie Rancourt finished his national anthem. It just wasn't a night for them. And that happens. It does. And Sherry said it best, a tough building to play in. We've watched many a game there, and it's got great history with the Boston Bruins. They don't show up on a Saturday night at home and mail it in, and they didn't. They showed up. They were the better team. They had better goaltending, and they won the game. It got a little close, got a little testy towards the end, but you know, when you start looking at the clock and you're down by 3 with 4 minutes left, chances are it's over, and it was.
So Zach Hyman suspended 2 games for interference with his hit on Charlie McAvoy. It was late. It wasn't really necessary, especially at some point. I believe players should respect other players with head injuries. I don't know when that starts, because that really bugged me. That one really bugged me. How do you feel?
Well, I mean, the suspension is warranted. And, you know, with player safety, they basically go frame by frame, and they can tell exactly what is defined as late and not late. And so it's hard to avoid that. And when you look at it frame by frame and say, yeah, it's late. That's our definition of late. And, you know, obviously 2 games is probably appropriate. Mm-hmm. He's not a dirty player, though. I mean, that's the thing about
Zach. Why the hit? The guy was just standing.
I know hockey plays sometimes go bad. You know, just sometimes at 2:30 in the morning on a Friday, things go bad. I don't know why, but they go bad.
Really? Tell us about that, Glenn. Tell us about 2:30 on a Friday morning.
Yeah, it just goes bad. What was I thinking? I'm sure that's what Zach was thinking. You know, when he looks back at that play and says, but he's not that kind of player, right? You know, there are players that have that element of their game. You know, Marchand would be one of them where, I mean, I expected, that would have been a 5-game suspension for him. But it just, you know, the game happened so quick, and he's not thinking frame by frame. He's just frustrated and, you know, disappointed in the team's effort. And here's a chance to you know, finish a hit that, you know, probably he looks back on today. He does look back on today and says, that's not me. Probably shouldn't have done it. And I don't think it's purposeful for him. There are players that it is, but that's not in his DNA.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, too, because it was so late. Like, I'm more inclined to believe that Hyman was standing behind the net, coming through and being like, oh, maybe it's time to kind of turn things up a notch. Maybe I should lay a hit to kind of get things going. But the fact that it wasn't instinctive was the reason that it was so late.
Yeah, and you know, put yourself in the players' heads, right? You're playing a game. It's, you know, again, it's coast to coast to coast, and it's a big night, and it's a big rivalry, and it's within your division. And this, there's just, it's unraveling in front of your eyes. You can't get it back. You can't get the toothpaste back in the tube, and it just is not going right for you. And it's okay. We're gonna get something going. And is it a fight, maybe, or is it a hit? Is it like it's something to generate and lose this level of frustration that I have. And that one was over the edge and not on the edge. And, you know, Zach, he'll eat the punishment, he'll eat the time, and he'll be back again. And he's a player that pretty much plays whistle to whistle. And he's not one of the guys who's over the edge.
William Nylander, obviously pointless in his first 2 games back. That does not scare me. It does not offend me. He did play 16 minutes plus. But what I want to know is, how long will it take for him to get his creativeness back? Because he is one of those guys that can just turn a game.
Yeah, it's really hard when you've missed the time that he's missed. And, you know, as much as you try to prepare, and as much as you try to train, as much as you pretend we're working our tails off here in Sweden or Switzerland or Denmark or wherever he decided to go have his Danishes, it just isn't the same. He just can't, you know, he can't miss a you know, a bunch of quarter of the season, and then step into the lineup and think, hey, okay, I'm back again. It's going to take him some. And, you know, that's, I think, you know, a game like Saturday, you know, Mike plays him because he's thinking, okay, well, this one's in the book, so let's just try to get something out of this, and maybe we get a player going that, you know, hasn't played at the level he's played at. You know, he will get it going at some point, and then, you know, he's the most tradable contract in the National Hockey League, honestly. Once you get past July 1 and he collects a $17 million, it's a $7 million cap hit, and he's making four. He scores 20 goals. There's going to be so many teams that want to get to the floor, that want to grab him. So, you know, this is his window to try to win with this team.
Unless the GM says, I'll never trade him.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, that's right.
You know,
yes,
there's that.
Oh, I've heard that so many times. Yes. I think they said that about me at one point, so they put me on waivers. Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
They're going to trade me, but they're just going to send me to the minors. Yeah. I'm not lying.
No, I know. I know. Yeah. It's funny because you can say that and it's almost like my intention is not to trade you. And I meant it when I said it. It's like when you tell your significant other, I love you. It's like, but we're getting a divorce. It's like, but wait, one plus one
Hold
equals
on
six. I don't understand.
It's Friday at 2:30 in the morning. What just happened?
Bad
here?
Decisions.
Yeah. You keep coming back to that.
That's why the bad decisions happen. Cause you got lied to. Yeah. You were scorned, Glenn.
Oh gosh. But no, you know what? It'll take them some time, but this is a good group that's going to compete, and they'll be measured from April on. That's one Saturday that is a speed bump, and then you know they're still a damn good hockey team, and they're fast, and they intimidate other teams, and you know that's not a Saturday night for Freddie. Like he
right.
This doesn't happen for him. You know, you're thinking about it. You know, a couple of years ago, Komarov was going to the All-Star game, and we were applauding that. Wow, Leo Komarov going to the All-Star game. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's who you picked? And now we're looking at, okay, is it Marner that goes? Is it Matthews that goes? Is it Anderson that goes?
Tavares?
Is it Riley that goes? Tavares has to go. You're looking at, okay, you can't send five guys. So there's going to be someone who gets to go to Cabos. This is great for the team.
So win-win, but honestly.
But now, you know, you're literally looking at five guys that could go to the All-Star game.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good testament to rebuild.
They're in a pretty good position. Glenn, we do have to get you out of here, but quickly, I just really want your thoughts on the goaltending situation. Garrett Sparks having a tough game, but overall his numbers on the season, they're really not that bad. He's played seven games, played seven, started six, four wins, one loss, one overtime loss, but goals against average, under three, save percentage, over nine. What is the leash for this guy, and at what point in time do the Leafs kind of have egg on their face for waving Curtis McElhinney?
No, the McElhinney thing is at some point you graduate from university, right?
Yep.
Like you don't become a senior and then you're a senior and a senior and then a senior, seniors. Like you have to let go.
Depending on how your high school career went.
All right. How many guys can play till they're 40? Not many.
Right.
And so as a result, you made a decision based on age. You made a decision based on Garrett Sparks' year, the year before, where he was top goaltender in the NHL. Yeah, those are hard decisions. You got to make them. They made the right decision. The answer is not going to be Garrett Sparks. It's not going to be. The answer is going to be Freddie Anderson. He's the guy who's going to get you to the promised land. They know that, and they decided to get about 14 years younger with age, and a player's got a pretty good resume. They made the right call.
All right, great. Thanks so much, Glenn. We really appreciate you jumping on with us this morning.
All right.
See you Friday at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
2:30.
Don't tweet.
2 o'clock things are okay. It's 2:30.
Put your phone away. Put your phone away. No tweets from you, okay, Glenn?
I know. Okay.
All right. All right. Take care. Have a great week.